Hello.
Hi, English or Spanish? Spanish or English? Español o inglés?
Either or.
Either or. Good evening, ma'am. My name is Marcos Quijano. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaigns. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion research, and we would like to ask your opinion in a survey in your community, ma'am. And we'd like to get your opinions. We're not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential. Okay, ma'am?
Okay, but my opinion about what?
It will be regarding your community, ma'am, and possible issues in Florida.
Okay.
Okay. Do you or does any member of your family or household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign, ma'am?
No.
Okay. Allow me one moment. You said no, correct?
Correct.
And with which political party are you registered, ma'am? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, or not registered in any party?
Republican.
Okay. And as you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices, Miami-Dade County, like Sheriff and Supervisor of Elections on Tuesday, August the 20th? Would you say you are definitely going to vote?
Yes,
Very likely to vote? Somewhat likely? Definitely?
definitely. Definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of people don't vote in primary because they're working, they don't have time, but they just go the day that we're supposed to vote.
But you are definitely going to vote, correct?
Yes, correct. Definitely.
And what is your main racial background? White, Hispanic, African American, Black, Asian?
Hispanic.
And what is your age? 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65,
18 to
60?
45. 18 to 45.
Okay. And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami-Dade County focus on most to help you and your family? The overdevelopment, the crime and the public safety, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, taxes and county government spending, housing and property insurance costs, illegal immigration, corruption in county governments, traffic and congestion.
So what was the question? What do they do, the current people?
No, from the
What I
following
want
list
them
that
to
I
do.
just from the following list that I just read to you, which of those issues should your local elected officials in Miami-Dade County focus on most to help you and your family? And
They
the
don't
list
have
is
a choice. They don't have a choice in churn. The insurance are like very high in
the
Florida
taxes.
right now.
Okay.
Not taxes, insurance. Insurance.
The housing
No,
and the
not a
property
choice.
insurance cost.
Correct.
Okay. And now you will be given a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. I'm gonna read you the names at this moment, okay, ma'am? Rosanna Cordero Studs, would you have a very favorable opinion, somewhat favorable opinion, or somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion about Rosanna Cordero Studs?
Never
Never
heard of
heard
her.
of her? Yeah, okay. So you have never heard of Rosanna Studs, correct?
No.
And what about Don DeSantis, ma'am?
DeSantis, absolutely, yes.
Would that be a very favorable or somewhat
favorable? Very favorable, very, very favorable. Best thing that happens to Florida.
Okay. And what about Kevin Marino Cabrera?
No, never heard of it.
Never heard of him. What about Mario Knapp?
Mm-mm. I don't know who that is.
Okay. What about Joe Sanchez? Would that be somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable?
Somehow unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable?
Mm-hmm.
And what about Jose Aregu?
Jose Aregu, no, never heard of him.
Never heard of him? What about Francis Suarez?
Unfavorable. Who?
Francis Suarez?
Favorable.
And would that be a somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay. What about Ernesto Rodriguez? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. What about Donald Trump? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable. Very
favorable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As you may know, 6 years ago, a constitutional amendment was approved by Florida voters that requires all counties in the state to hold elections for local offices such as sheriff, clerk of courts, tax collector, and supervisor of elections. Previously, the people in these positions had been appointed by the Miami-Dade County Mayor, but now Miami-Dade County voters will vote to elect candidates to these offices. If the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? I'm going to read you a list. You let me know for which one you will vote. For Roman De La Rua, Rosanna Cordero Studs, Jasmine Bishop, Jose Aragu, Joe Sanchez, Ernesto Rodriguez, John Rivera, Ignacio Alvarez, Mario Knapp, Rolando Riera, Jeffrey Giordano, Alexander Fornes. For whom would you vote, ma'am? If the Republican
maybe
election for me,
maybe Mario Knapp.
Mario Knapp, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And now, among a smaller list of candidates, if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for whom would you vote? For Rosanna Cordero Studs, Joe Sanchez, or another candidate?
Maybe another candidate.
Okay. And as you may know, President Donald Trump has endorsed Rosanna Cordero Studs in the election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff. Considering this, for whom would you vote? For Rosanna Cordero Studs, Joe Sanchez, or another candidate?
Well, Donald Trump endorsed this woman. Maybe I would give her my vote. I'm not 100% sure, but that maybe. Just because Donald Trump endorsed her.
So you would say Rosanna Cordero Studs?
Yes, because Donald Trump endorsed her, yes.
Okay. And prior to taking this survey, were you aware or unaware that President Donald Trump has endorsed Rosanna Cordero Studs in the election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff before the survey?
I was not aware at all. I didn't even know who this woman was, to be honest with you.
So. Okay. You will now be given a statement about Jose Sanchez. Afterwards, please indicate how you will vote. Joe Sanchez, was born in Cuba, and he and his family fled communist rule when he was just 6 years old. Sanchez lived in Miami for over 50 years and is proud product of Miami-Dade County Public Schools and Miami-Dade College. Sanchez is a career law enforcement officer who served in the Army reserves for 8 years and has worked for decades as a Florida Highway Patrol trooper. Sanchez will prioritize neighborhood safety and bring a nonsense approach to crime if elected sheriff. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for whom would you vote? For Rosanna Cordero Studs or Joe Sanchez or another candidate?
For Rosanna Cordero Studs, because Rosanna was endorsed by Donald Trump.
Okay. You will now be given statements about Joe Sanchez and Rosanna Cordero Studs. Afterwards, please indicate how you will vote. One candidate is Rosanna Cordero Studs. Supporters say Cordero Studs is the only candidate endorsed by President Trump and has dedicated nearly 30 years of her life serving your community in the Miami-Dade County Police Department. Opponents say Rosanna Cordero Studs has lived and voted in Broward County for the last 25 years and has aligned herself with progressive Democrats like Major Daniela Levine Cava. And another candidate is Joe Sanchez. Supporters say Joe Sanchez has lived in Miami for over 50 years, will bring a nonsense approach to crime if elected sheriff, and strongly supports President Trump and his law and order platform. Opponents say Joe Sanchez served as a Miami City Commissioner for over a decade, is tied to the corrupt Miami political machine and voted to give millions in taxpayer dollars to build Marlins Park. And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for whom would you vote? For Rosanna Cordero Studs or Joe Sanchez?
For Rosanna Cordero Studs.
Okay. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Would that be somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Okay. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college trade school, college graduate with an associate's for 2-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or 4-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
College graduate with a degree.
With a with a bachelor's or a 2-year degree?
Yes. No, bachelor's. Thank you.
Bachelor's? Wow, ma'am. And what is your national ancestry? Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Colombian, Venezuelan?
Venezuelan.
Okay. In your home, do you always speak English? Mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English? You speak Spanish and English equally? Mostly speaks English, but speak some Spanish, or always speak English?
Mostly English and speak some Spanish.
Okay. This concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is very important, and you have yourself a wonderful night. Okay, ma'am?
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome, ma'am. Bye-bye. Have a wonderful night.